Hi. Welcome to the blog. This is a really interesting one. It is called Habit Pattern v. Thought Process. We tend to be creatures of habit. For example, we each have our own individual habits of speech. Our speech patterns make up a part of who we are. We all have habit patterns of routine. We tend to do the same things in the same order, every morning. For instance, every morning I do the same things. I get up, shower, dress, make the bed, go downstairs and eat two eggs, drink orange juice and coffee. Then I walk Champ, the dog, then I go to work. Same every morning. I do it almost without thinking. And that is the point. I do it almost without thinking. Habits tend to eliminate the need for conscious thought. We pick up a habit and after a short while it becomes ingrained and we repeat the pattern over again, without any thought. Our behaviors become routine, predictable, repetitive and automatic. Done without consciously questioning them. Which would be fine, if all our habits were good habits. But not all our habits are good. Some habits are bad habits. We all have bad habits. We all have some habits that are detrimental to our own progress or other people's comfort. Some people are habitually late. Some people habitually swear too much. Some people habitually talk others down. Some people talk themselves down and make themselves sick by the habitual use of self-destructive habits. And they do it routinely, predictably, repetitively, and automatically. They do it without conscious thought, and it is enough to sink their chances of true happiness and success. Replace the bad habits. Look at your habits, find your worst bad habit and smash it. Replace it with a new discipline. For example, if you're habitually late, smash the habit and instigate the new discipline of being on time. If you habitually swear too much, smash the habit and replace swearing it with expletives that are not swear words. I try to use the phrase, "Oh rats," instead of swearing. If you habitually talk other people down, then replace it with the habit of dishing out a few kind words of encouragement. Make that your new speech habit. And if you find it automatic to habitually talk to yourself in destructive, pessimistic or fearful ways, then take notice of that bad mental habit, and replace it with a discipline of talking to yourself about your goals for making a better future. Don't take yourself for granted. Don't let your bad habits go undetected and unchallenged. Instead, become conscious and thoughtful about your habitual routines and ask yourself, how can I improve on my current condition? Replace automatic habitual action with action based upon a conscious thought process. Then you will win.